Okay. Blake talked to you after the game the other night about the pressure you guys feel in this community that you kind of can't get away from it. What's it like?
I think
the expectation, I guess.
I think, you know, as a fan, I mean, you want to see your team do well, and you can understand, you know, the frustration. You know, we've only been in the playoffs once since we've been back here, so yeah, they want to see a winning team and you know, a run in the playoffs, and like every fan base. So even more so in Winnipeg. I mean, it's such a big hockey community, and people love hockey and love the Jets. So they want to see you do well. And you know, it, like you said, it is hard to get away from it. I mean, you run into people, fans, you know, outside the rink, and you know, they're pretty positive and you know, pretty excited. So they want to see a good season.
With that kind of expectation, good or a bad thing for a player?
I think it's good. I mean, it's you know, it shows the fans and community care. I mean, I've been to the polar opposite where you know, we're struggling to get fans to the rink in Atlanta, and you know, didn't really have any fan base, and it was tough. I mean, it's no fun playing in a place like that, and you know, I think you know, we're embracing that pressure. We expect the best out of ourselves. So, I mean, I think we put more pressure on ourselves than the fans put on us.
We pumped the brakes for everybody a little bit. You guys haven't even made it into the playoffs yet. Haven't won a playoff game before. But, I mean, the fact that people look at this group as a group that potentially this season could make it into the playoffs and could do damage. I mean, do you like that? I mean, the guys that seems people outside this market as well are recognizing what this group could have here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we're playing for, you know, outside recognition. We're playing for ourselves and to prove that we have a good team. And we do have a good team. But like Wheels said the other day, I mean, there's quite a few games left in the season to go. And, you know, we're not thinking ahead to anything. We're just thinking ahead to the next game because right now we all know we can play better as a team and we have to play better. I mean, we're playing some desperate teams coming up in the schedule that are battling for their position in the standings, and they're going to be tough games. And you know, you can't get looking ahead at the big picture. I mean, we all know we have a good team, but we got to stay you know, present and focus on, you know, the games ahead.
Particularly important with the young group. I mean, you have a number of players. I know that even without the play experience, obviously you've been in the league for such a long time, but you have a lot of guys on this team that are really,
yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing, you know, we're talking about is just try not to take your foot off the gas. I mean, we're at a point in the season where the hockey's, you know, getting more intense and faster, and you know, there's a lot of bumps and bruises, and you know, your guys are tired, but you know, you don't have time to take a break or take a week off or so. You got to stay on the gas the whole time, and I think that's the biggest message we're trying to send. You know, if anything, we got to be trying to play our best hockey right now.